Blog Talk Radio.
No fantasy, no careless product of wild imagination.
No, my good friends, these indictments I've brought you today, specific charges listed herein against the individuals, their acts of treason, their ultimate aim of sedition. These are matters of undeniable fact.
I ask you now to pronounce judgment on those accused. On this mindless aberration, whose only means of expression are wanton violence and destruction.
Once trusted by this council, charged with maintaining the defense of the planet itself, chief architect of this intended revolution and author of this insidious plot to establish a new order amongst us, with himself as absolute ruler.
You have heard the evidence. The decision of the council will now be heard.
Guilty.
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 President recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. And we must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it.
While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
p.m. on the East Coast, the Eastern States. How's everybody doing tonight? Understanding the times in which we live today. All right, tonight we'll be open phone lines. We don't have any guests. If you missed the last show, we did have a good series of guests that were on the show. Ms. Morano there was very good. She came on twice, actually, Saturday and Sunday. And hopefully everything worked out for her on Tuesday, and hopefully everyone that called in, hopefully she got a good showing of support out there in California from all our listeners out there from around the country and around the globe. And tonight there's no real particular subject. However, but before I begin the podcast here, I want to let everyone know, announcement here, of course, I'll probably have to say it about seven other times because a lot of people come in tardy and late. And they're like, what do you say in the beginning there? I get the messages and it throws off my train of thought. So anyway, the show is going to be suspended for a duration of time, maybe 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. We're going to pull the plug on the show, shut it down for a while. I'm not going to give you any reasons why. It's just something came up, and it has to be shut down. It's a logical thing to do, what has to be done. Like I said, I'm not going to get into detail about it, but it will be shut down, suspended. It may even be permanently suspended. I don't know. But as it stands right now, it's most definitely will not be podcasting any longer here for the foreseeable future. And then we'll see what happens as time goes on. We will see what happens as time goes on. But the show will be suspended again for probably 4, 5, 6 weeks. It's just the way it's got to be. So spread the word out there, those of you that are hearing this now. So this way I don't get bombarded with, hey, what happened to the show? What happened to the show? Because we have grown quite popular there over the years. And last night, if you missed last night, a lot of my listeners flanked over to the NSM. And we were over there having a very good, long discussion, a three-hour discussion, 3.5 hours. We were on there. All my listeners were on there. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And we crammed Bert's phone lines, and we had a pretty good debate, discussion, no arguing, nobody yelling over each other. It was actually very professionally done. I want to thank Bert from the NSM there and all his guys and gals out there and all that that are members of the NSM and support the NSM. And you know, they welcomed us over there. Bert always welcomes me onto the podcast, his show, and likewise here with me. I treat him decently with respect. I actually support much of what his platform is about. And a lot of people do. It's just common sense. So and if you don't, you're either lying to yourself or you're just ignorant. You're ignorant to the facts. So, you know, you have to have, if you want to solve the problems in America or around the globe or anywhere in your life, no matter where it may be, even in your house, you must be truthful and basically, understand the times. Understand what's going on. You have to. Otherwise, you're just kicking the can down the road, as they like to say. So, that was a good show last night. It was really good, man. I had fun there with Bert, you know, and everyone out there and all. I want to thank my listeners, too. It was a really good show. And so go back and check it out. I don't know where MandelaCon is tonight. Of course, you know, when I need him, when I, like, invite him or I have to, you know, make an announcement or I want to give him extra time, he's never here. Instead, like the other night there, he wants to come on when I've got four guests. You know, I've seen him on there prowling around, and then he gets aggravated and upset because I don't let him on. But here we are tonight, plenty of time, and he can get as much time as he wants to speak, and then he's nowhere to be found. You know, atypical. So I don't know where everyone else is either, actually. I might have a dozen or so that are missing here tonight. But I did put the show on rather late. It was spontaneous, and like I said, it has to be done because tonight has to be the last night I do this for quite some time. So it's just the way it's got to be. It is what it is. And that's just the way it's going to be. So we'll be live here in about, we'll go back live again in about three and a half minutes. And we'll open up the phone lines and we'll see what we got out there, see what's on your mind tonight, whatever you want to talk about. Or we can make some phone calls tonight. You know, let's do that. Let's go out with a bang. Let's call some of these places out there and maybe have a little discussion maybe. Maybe about Federal Reserve notes. Who knows? You know, we'll see. We'll play it by ear and see what happens, okay? So we'll be back here, understanding the times in which we live today. The phone number is 657-383-0616. Press the number 1, and you'll be connected unscreened, uncensored to my show.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war. Because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
I think at one time or another we've all questioned as to whether all that we see and our experience in our world has some sort of a rational plan behind it, because we understand now that both the Republican and the Democratic Party in our country are basically run by the same people. The same money finances both sides. We now know, of course, through the work of many historians who have spent their life working on research, to show us that both sides of world conflicts have always been financed by the same people. And as I've said before, there seems to be a method to the madness going on in the world. We know, of course, that we cannot depend on our leaders. Our leaders are misleaders. There is a science that they're following. They have their own agenda, and it doesn't include you. What your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools government-financed institutions of education and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools, logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment to keep the human mind entertained so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it. And all American citizens, I think, have suspected something like this is going on. But we're all too busy trying to stay alive and live our lives. And after all, what can one person do about it? This is the most powerful government the world has ever known. They had the ability to get a hold on Adolf Hitler 50 years ago. He had a standing army, the greatest navy, air force, military, secret underworld organizations operating throughout the world. But this government got a hold on Adolf Hitler because it chose to and it wanted to. And if you do not pay your income taxes, they will find you if you go to the Amazon jungle, and they will make an example of you. They will find you and they will deal with you, and you know it. But for some reason, they're unable to get a handle on drugs and the crime in the streets for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. There is a reason. The reason for this is the reason for that. All right, Joseph Gibson here, podcasting worldwide, worldwide along the sides of the web, the worldwide internet information age, filled with all disinformation, scams, tricks, and, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, all right, let's see what we got lined up here tonight. I just booted about 7 people off the phone line. They want to act stupid here. You know, just, you know, that you want to make funny noises and everything. I mean, yeah, come on, at least say something. I mean, come on, knock it off. Knock it off. What do they got on tonight? Tony Gaga on there, on here tonight or something somewhere? Is that what seems to be the problem? You know, come on. All right, here we go. Let's see. What do we got going on here? Let's make a phone call here tonight. Let's make a phone call. Let's see here. Let's call our friends over here. All right. Let's give them a call. See what's going on. And I've got to inquire some information here. I need some information. So what better place for when you want information about certain products, what better place to call than Walmart? You know, they're your neighborhood store here. All right, let's see. Make sure you got the number in there, right? Okay, here we go. Let's give them a call.
Thank you for calling your local Walmarts. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our stores. Our store hours have changed. Most stores are open from 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., but please check your store page on Walmart.com for more details on your specific store hours. Due to a large demand in products, associates are unable to confirm product availability at this time. Please visit Walmart.com or the Walmart app to check in-store and online product availability.
For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2. For pickup, press 3. For deli, press 4. To speak with an associate, press 0. To repeat this menu, press star.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2. For pickup, press 3. For deli, press 4. To speak with an associate, press 0. To repeat this menu, press star.
You should connect us now.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
So, see that? We might be too late here, folks. Might be too late. someplace else here. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Walmart. Well, we're not going to get any Walmarts now that I see what's going on here. Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah, we'll get that call. Shut that down. Let's see when we get back to my studio here. Where the heck am I? All right. Let's get it. Rink. All right. There we go. All right. Walmart. We're going to have problems with Walmart, guys. So I need that. So I have to slash all my Walmart numbers here. And because of this COVID, this flu virus, it's not flu virus anymore, it's something else. What do they call it? COVID-19, yeah. So, you know how people cringe when you don't wear a mask? Oh, I can't stand that, man, if you don't wear a mask. And they, like, I was walking out of Food Lion, actually, the other day, and I wasn't wearing my mask. I don't like wearing them. And, you know, I was walking, and the girl that works there, she's getting ready to walk by me, but I'm not wearing a mask. And she, like, curls up in a fetal position almost, and just like I'm gonna bite her, and I'm gonna eat her, and you know, she's like, ugh, you know, and I'm like, oh my Lord, we're in big trouble. Back, I may line up some more numbers here for everybody, huh? Because I don't want to listen to idiots here. I don't want to talk to idiots here tonight. So call my usual spam caller. So let me line up some more numbers here, and we'll get some live entertainment here, okay?
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, 3 were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes to love your country you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are? Why we're not marching in the streets?
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
End the Federal Reserve. End the fractional banking system.
End the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. End the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power.
Coffee Worldwide here. Okay, let's see. What do we want to call? I got to call this store here real quick, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Anybody wants to get on here? Phone number is 657-383-0616. And if you want to get in the chat room, I think the chat room's working right. I'm not sure. I don't know if anybody's in the chat room now or not. I don't know. I got disconnected a couple times, I think. But I think I went over to Tim Taps there. Timmy there, boy, my buddy Tim, yeah, I invited him over. Tim, you want to come on the show here tonight? You know, my guest didn't show up. We're doing pretty good with the guests. You know, they've been showing up on time, doing the right thing, but tonight they didn't show, and so I'm kind of like in a jam here. And, you know, I mean, I can, you know, do whatever I got to do here to get to keep the show going, but, you know, I just want to know if somebody was listening to Timmy, you know, I just figured I'd bring you guys over here if you want to talk. Bring up whatever subject you want to talk about. I don't care. You know, maybe Jesco's out there. Jesco, yeah, man, we had a good show on the NSM last night. NSM, all my people came over there last night, and we had a good discussion with Bert. It was a really good show, actually. Let's see here. Okay, let's do this. Let's make this call here real quick, and let's see what we got going on. And then we'll open up the phone lines. All righty, let's see, 643 and 09. All right, there we go. We're programmed in there. Let's give it a try. See if somebody answers the phone. We tried Walmart tonight, but we didn't get no answer. Walmart closes early because of that flu virus. That darn flu virus. I never saw the flu survive in the summer. Hello?
Thank you for your
call.
Food Lion is taking every possible step to restock our stores as quickly as possible to serve our customers during this time of increased need. If you are calling about truck delivery schedules or information on specific product availability, we are unable to answer those questions at this time. Please visit foodline.com for updated information on purchase limits. You may also visit shop.foodline.com for information on Food Lion to go pickup and delivery availability and delivery time. Our store hours are from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. For Food Lion to go pickup service, please press 1. To hear our holiday hours, please press 2. To speak with an associate, please press 3. Have questions about employment? Please press 4. To receive these options, please press pound.
You want to apply for a job tonight? What do you think? Come on, connect me.
Goodbye.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What did they do that for? Oh, no. That's not good. All right. Hello? I'm still on the line. Hello? Hello? Food Lion? I'm still on the line. Hello? All right, maybe not. Food Lion? No, I'm still connected. Hello? All right. Well, there it goes. It dropped. Okay. All right. Well, we're not having any success here tonight with that. All right. Anybody out there, press the number 1. I'll get you on live. Let's see here. Let me connect you. All right, you ready? Here we go. All right. Area code 919. You're unmuted. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Okay, no. All right, you're off then. All right, area code 203. Are we connected here tonight? I mean, can everyone hear me? Hello, 203. Oh, it's not. Oh, well, I'll mute you back, maybe. Press the number 1, guys. You want to get on here, 657-383-0616. Press 1 time. And that's right for you guys that just tuning in. Also, I got a bunch now on the screen here. The show is going to be suspended. I'm going to be suspending the show for about 6 weeks maybe. I have to take care of something that's very, very important. And so the show is going to be suspended. We may not even come back, to be honest with you. But it's definitely going to be suspended for at least a 6 week period. So there'll be no show, no understanding of the times in which we live today. So I'm sorry. And I know a lot of people, because when I did that last time, they were emailing me, bombarding me. And, so I'm trying to put it out there so I don't get any phone calls, you know, where I'm not getting harassed and whatnot. So if you guys got something you want to say, anybody in the chat room there tonight, by all means, call in. I don't know if the phones are working properly. I got about 20 of you on the phone line here, and first five there didn't work, so I'm getting a little nervous here. I know you guys can hear me because I see you talking back to me in the chat room. So, I don't know if the phone lines are working. So, if you guys want to give it a shot, help me out here. Press the number one, and I'll try to get you on. What we'll do is go take a quick commercial, and that's what I'll do. I'll screen a couple of you that I know are going to be jerks, when I play games. I don't know. You got nothing better to do. Make noises. I mean, at least debate me or something, Debate me. Talk about something important or of relevance. Where's the Mendelicon at tonight? When I have a guest or guests, they're just want to jump in and cause chaos. But this one I'm going to play for Ashley. This is my very special friend there in the chat room there. Ashley, this one is especially for you.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country. Founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead. You need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is going to fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. America to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand, and send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from, and let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us to boldly tell the world, you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you. Your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers. Because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History
history tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the word of God in school. The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our...
All right. Oh, yeah. That's right. When people want to come out of the closet, instead of cleaning it, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. That's right. That is right. Let me tell you. And every knee will bow when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. You will bow one way or the other. You will. And that's a fact, Jack. All right? That's going to happen. And let me tell you, America is sick right now. Just look what's happening. Hey, look, man, I'm frustrated with the government. I'm frustrated with the way things are. I don't like it. I'll tell you that right now. I'm most anti-government out here, you know, on these podcasts. But we still have to have laws. We still have to have some sort of rule of law. You know, we can't be like the BLM, Black Lives Matters, out there, you know, burning down buildings, burning down innocent, you know, attacking police officers for no reason. You can't do that. That's insanity. We're going to have oligarchy. We're going to have anarchy. We're going to have everything going on. I mean, look at these people. And then these white people running around in their Peter Pan pants. I mean, we talked about that last night on Bert's show. You know, those people that are following the BLM, these white people, they're not really white people. Those are a bunch of pansies walking around. You know, they don't even know which way they're going to go. They don't even know how to, you know, let me tell you. You know, you stick a shovel in their hand, a hand rake, and tell them clean up a yard or rake up a pile of leaves. They can't even do that. I had a college kid working for me last year. I remember this kid. Put him out there to trim some shrubs, 10 shrub. It was a 95-degree day. It was very hot, you know. He's got the gas hedge trimmers, commercial brand hedge trimmers, very easy to use. You know, hey, here's your rake, here's your tarp, here's your trimmers. There you go, all around the house. Okay, I want all those bushes. I'm going to do one for you, and that's exactly how I want the rest to look. Okay. And he's looking at his phone while I'm explaining it to you. Put the phone away. All right. I know how to start these. I think I did twice. All right, hang on. I'm going to show you one time, too, okay? All right, you got to prime it. You choke it. Now, here you go. Ready? Vroom. Oh, what happened? It's stalled. Okay, now you got to unchoke it, you see? Now you pull it. Vroom. All right, there. Now it starts. Did one for him. Okay, here you go. I'll be back in about 45 minutes. And it should take him about, it would take me about 30. He's new, so I'll give him 45 to an hour. I come back in an hour and 15 minutes. He's sitting in the shade in the backyard. Man, I'm sorry, man, to let you down, but this work is just not for me. I said, you're 21 years old. 21 years old. 6'1", 175 pounds, and you can't trim 12 shrub chest high. Boxwoods, exactly. You can't trim those shrub. You got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Am I still going to get paid? Yeah, I'm going to pay you. Yeah, sure. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's pathetic, man. Pathetic. Pathetic society out there. It's just terrible. That's terrible. 21 years old? I mean, really, that was a letdown. I mean, that was just terrible. Oh, my Lord. All right, let's see what we got here. What do we got here? All right, let's see. Let me go check the boards here. All right, let's check the studio. I bounced out of the studio for some reason. I don't know why, and then I'm back in here. All right, there's the main studio. All right, let's try this place here. This place is open here. Let's give him a shout here and see what's going on. All right, call in. All right, we'll see how smart our fellow employees are out there today. All right. Give me a call here.
Thank you for calling your local Walmarts. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
No, wrong number. Sorry, disconnect that one. How the hell that happened, man? I think something's going on with the call board here because I did not dial that number. So maybe it was over. Those calls were over. I don't know. Blog Talk Radio. I mean, they do a lot. They screw up a lot. All right, let's see here. There it goes again. What's going on? It's jumping. The numbers. Why is it doing that? And if you email them, you're not gonna get a response. Like it's a bot. You know. Thank you. We're normal commission hours. All right, here we go. Come on. Says they're open. No. They're open. I don't know what to tell anybody. I'll cross that one out. But, all right. 7. We'll try this one, I guess. All right. I'm going to get you another one here. Put that ring while I get this one programmed in so we don't have no dead time. Do that. That would speed it up there a little bit. Let's see. Hello? 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 They just hang up on you now. They don't want to talk to you. Hello? All right. Cancel that call. All right. Cancel it. Okay. All right. We're not getting there. We're not having any success here tonight. No success. What's going on? All right. Let's try one. We got another one here lined up. Let's go. Try this one. Put this one in. 855-5236. 5236. All right. Somebody's got to answer tonight. We got to get a hold of somebody. Unbelievable. Okay. Well, cancel that call, please. Here we go. All right. I don't know. We're not getting any success here on the phones. I don't know. Are the phones even working? I don't know. I haven't gotten any live callers yet. None. I'm going to see if I can get somebody off the air and see what happens, okay? I mean, if we don't got live phone lines, I'm not going to sit here and talk for an hour and a half. I'm going to tell you that right now. So let's, here we go. Let's give this one a shot here. I don't know. None of them are working. I don't know why.
Well, I have a number of people from whom I get policy. I'm talking to Frank Gaffney. I talked to Richard Haass.
And Richard Haass served under Colin Powell during this Bush administration over at the State Department. He's now the president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
The idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as
they see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence at a global level who are talking about global issues, do they?
They see themselves as headhunters. They'll get an up and coming politician who they think may be president or prime minister one day, and as globalist industrialist leaders who believe that politics shouldn't be in the hands of the politicians.
People talk to me about, you know, the issue of Republican versus Democrat as if they don't get it. And I say, look, here's the way you get it. It's organized crime. All you do is you call the Republicans the Genoveses and you call the Democrats the Gambinos. The people at the top, they treat it like a crap game, like it's their crap game, like they're making lots of money. Occasionally, somebody at the table shoots each other, but the moment anything threatens their crap game, they all unite to protect it. They're both controlled by the same financial, economic, and corporate interests.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
It used to be more secretive. You know, the New World Order was talked about 30 or 40 years ago, and nobody would say it out and open. Now they talk about the New World Order, or they just think the world would be better off if we had one world government.
Right.
I don't. I mean, I don't even like the size of our federal government, let alone one world government.
There's a need for a new world order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning. Of a new international order.
But there's a very, very clear-cut and easily identifiable system in place that puts all of these elements from media control to government control to energy control together into one apparatus working together effectively towards its final goal, which is, you know, global control.
A new world is emerging.
It is a new world order.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
There is a cabal, conspiracy if you will, to take control of the United States, lead us into a one world government run by them.
Americans have been taught to expect their salvation from government instead of recognizing government as the most dangerous threat they'll face in their lives.
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson here, podcasting worldwide, I think. I don't know. But anyway, that was a little, thing about the New World Order. I like getting that in there. You know, I know when last time I did the show there, when I just didn't have any guests, I just talked a lot about the New World Order, and it sparked off a very large conversation there. Let's try this number here we got lined up. And then, like I said, the phone number is 657-383-0616. If you want to get on, I think the phone lines are working. So I talked to somebody off the air, and I put him in the screening room, and he didn't want to talk, but he said, yeah, he got through. So they are working. It's just I got a few idiots out there, and then I probably messed up a couple things, so that's okay. But if you want to get in here, it's your chance. This is your chance to attack me, do whatever you want to do. This is your chance. So, I know I hang up on people and I get you on, and when I got guests, I'm like, I don't play that nonsense, but here's your chance. You know, Big Mouth from Delicon, where is he? You know, here's his chance. But the other night when I got four guests, you know, we got a full board, he wants to, get all upset. You know, whip me on, so he can talk about his people's revolution. I give him a chance to come on, and then, I'm not going to play that tit for tat game, All right, here we go.
Pedagog McDonald's.
Oh, somebody's open, finally. My goodness, is there anything open in the city of Greensboro? Everything's closed. What's going on? Is there an emergency or something?
Yeah, it's just because of the smoke.
Smoke?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with this? What do you mean? What happened with smoke? I was unaware. What's going on? There's a fire?
There's lots of fires.
Oh, wait a second. This is the city of Greensboro. You're out in this is California, huh? Yeah, what's going on out there with the fires? I might got the wrong place here, but what's going on? How's everything going on up there?
It's going good. Just a little smoky outside.
Yeah, I mean, the air quality's pretty bad, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, is your dining room open for dining? Can you dine in out there?
No.
No, and that's because of that flu virus, huh?
Yeah.
But during the day, can you dine in?
No, not right now.
Not right now. When they do open the dining room, though, are you going to be required to wear masks, you think?
Yes.
Okay, and what will that do for me? How that protects us?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. We're just wear it, right? Because they tell us to wear it. I mean, that's the best.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We have to do what they say. Yeah, we better obey. Well, one more question. When I come out there to visit, do you accept, when I come into your store, Federal Reserve notes?
No, we don't.
Oh, you don't. How silly of me. What was I thinking? What do you accept?
Cash or card.
Cash or card. All right. Well, I'm glad you answered my questions here tonight. I wanted to let you know that you are on the radio on Understanding the Times in Which We Live, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. And by the way, I just wanted to let you know, Federal Reserve note, that is a dollar bill, a $10 bill, a $20 bill, a $50 bill, and a $100 bill.
Is
Those
it?
Are Federal Reserve notes. So.
Well, it's good to know.
Yeah, all right, man. All right. Hey, what's your name?
My name is Francisco.
Francisco. All right, thank you very much for being a good sport tonight, okay?
You have a good day.
All right, take care. All right, everybody. They get you every time. Nobody knows what the hell a Federal Reserve note is, What's a Federal Reserve note? Nobody knows. Let me disconnect that call right there. Federal Reserve notes. No, of course not. We don't accept those. We don't accept Federal Reserve notes. No. What are those? Oh, my Lord. This is your populace out there today. These are your people? What'd you say, Ashley? Are you in the chat room still, Ashley? I'm a coward. What am I a coward for, Ashley? What am I a coward? Why am I a coward, Ashley? Huh? I mean, unbelievable. All right, be back in a minute, folks.
The president committed the crime of obstruction. You could not publicly state that in your report or here today.
Can you repeat the question, sir? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Individual is in fact obligated to provide what's being demanded by the regulation or statute, meaning you don't have any wiggle room, right?
I'd have to look more closely at the statute.
Well, I just read it to you.
And where are you reading from on that?
I'm reading from my question.
Then could you repeat it?
Okay.
Are you mocking me?
Can you start it again?
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
Attorney number two in the Inspector General's report and Strzok both worked on your team, didn't they?
Pardon me? Yes.
They both worked on your team, didn't they?
I know. I heard Strzok. Who else were you talking about?
Attorney number two identified in the Inspector General's report.
Okay. And the question was?
What'd I say? What?
When discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you referenced, quote, the firm that produced the Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct, volume 2. When you talk about the firm that produced the Steele reporting, the name of the firm that produced that was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Well, it's not a trick question. It was Fusion GPS.
The president ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to fire you. The president ordered Don McGahn to then cover that up and create a false paper trail. And now we've heard the president ordered Corey Lewandowski to tell Jeff Sessions to limit your investigation so that you stop investigating the president. I believe a reasonable person looking at these facts could conclude that all three elements of the crime of obstruction of justice have been met. And I'd like to ask you, the reason, again, that you did not indict Donald Trump is because of OLC opinion stating that you cannot indict a sitting president, correct?
That is correct.
Does the defense's case hold water? No. The defense is wrong.
You are a Marine. You served in Vietnam and earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, correct?
Correct.
Which president appointed you to become the United States Attorney for Massachusetts?
Which senator?
Which president?
Oh, which president? I think that was President Bush.
According to my notes, it was President Ronald Reagan had the honor to do so. Under whose
administration? My mistake.
I'm finished with this guy.
Kind of sounds like when I call and ask about the Federal Reserve notes. You know, not too bright, are they? Not too bright at all. No, Mandelicon, no, I'm not coming. No, there is no show on Sunday. No, no, no. No more shows. No more tonight or no. No more shows. That's it, buddy. 6 weeks, we're off. That's it. No more show. 6 weeks. 6 weeks, buddy. See, I get pounded with emails and everything during the podcast. That's what I pay attention to, really, because the call boards are just filled with nonsense. So, but you know, I get a dozen or so of them come in, but you know, I don't want to deal with crank callers tonight. You know, when they want to play their music and their little sounds and nonsense like that. So let me give the message to the New World Order here. Let me send the message out to the New World Order.
communication from the Rogue Nation, an eternal militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass instead of phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
Oh, how colorful. 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 I can't ever say that. Colorful. Colorful. Okay, there we go. All right, let's give me another call here. Give me another call. Let's get another call going here and, I don't think I'm going to take any callers tonight. I'm going to tell you right now, because you're a bunch of wise guys out there, a bunch of wise asses, you know. I'll tell you what, you just don't even call in. I don't care. Don't. You know, if you can't call in and act smart and have a simple dialogue or conversation, then just, you know, don't bother. Go away. Go away. The show, I got plenty of people on the line here, you know, that are listening. And so we don't need your silly entertainment. It's just all nonsense. You know, you want to make a little squeaky noises and nonsense like that. I mean, at least even if you came up with a comedy skit, at least I could recognize that. But you want to fart into the phone and everything. Come on, man. That's your intelligence? No, you're not getting on the air like that. You're not. You're not going to. Simple as that. Okay? And I recognize your numbers. I know who you are. I know which ones are legit and which ones aren't. Okay? We'll play that game. All right, let's call this place here.
Summit Avenue, how can I help you?
Yes, how you doing tonight, ma'am? Is your dining room open, please?
It's not.
It's not? How? Why is that? Is it because of the flu virus still, the COVID?
It is, and we close our dining room at 9.
Oh, so the dining room's open during the day?
It is. Like, you can come in and place an order or use the bathroom, but you can't sit down. It's takeout only.
Oh, I just can't sit down, but I can come in. Okay, that's great. That makes a lot of sense. A real lot of sense. But what about the masks? Do I have to wear a mask?
When you come in?
Yes.
Yes.
If I don't have one, will you provide one for me? Because I don't have one. I'm going to spend it all on a burger. Do you have any extra masks there, ma'am?
We do.
Oh, you do? So you'll provide me one. That's great. You guys are so beautiful. Nice. Thank you. One more question, please. When I come in, do you accept Federal Reserve notes?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Doing pretty good there.
No, we do not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no. Well, I'm a little hungry. How do I pay for my burger, then? Hello? Hello?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. All righty. I think I crossed some wires there. Hello? Are you still there? She's on Battleground Avenue, by the way. Hello? She ran away. She ran away on me. Hey, come on now. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Oh, wow. These people are just really, they crack me up. They crack me up. Hilarious. Hilarious. So, folks, you know, hang on. All right, guys, they're listening to us on the radio. That's what they're doing. Yeah, they're listening to us. They're tuned in because I see them. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you listening, though. But, Federal Reserve notes, when are you guys going to get this? Because I've called there before, actually. I think they got a kick out of that. But anyway, you know, if you don't know what a Federal Reserve note is, and you don't, I mean, we're kind of in trouble here. I mean, we joke around about it, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody. You know, I'm not saying they're stupid. But I'm just saying that, you know, the thing of it is that you don't know what a Federal Reserve note is. But you see how I led up. But the point of it is not about the Federal Reserve note itself. It's about the questions that I asked. You know, is dining room open? Okay. No. Okay. And then what did I ask about the mask? How did I enter into the, you know, the exchange there? You know, I kind of reeled her in, and she answered all the questions, but not in a way that was informative where I could get a straight-up answer. It was very evasive, you know, not straight or direct. It was like pass the buck on to the next guy if she got it wrong. You see, and that's one of the problems that we have in society today. And if you disagree with me on that, then, you know, you're more than welcome to call in and tell me that society is not smarter than what it was 25 years ago. There's no way that society is brighter and more intelligent than what it was 25, 30 years ago, okay? I mean, we're becoming dumber, more dumbed down, but we're becoming quicker, and we're getting more. We want satisfaction. Somebody told me that tonight. We're a society of instant gratification. We want instant gratification now. You know, we don't have any patience for anything. We can't wait for anything. You know what I mean? So and that's one of the problems that that's stemming is that we have to have patience. Patience is a virtue. You ever hear that one? But folks, phone number 657-383-0616. I will get you on. I know everyone's mad because I had to screen callers here. You know, screening the callers here tonight. So, but I won't screen no more callers. How about that, guys? How about that? If you're gonna get all upset with me and start MFing me in the chat room and sending me private messages, I won't screen the callers. Just call in. You want to make your funny noises, go ahead. We got plenty of time to waste time. How's that? 657-383-0616. How about that? All right. We just called McDonald's on Battleground Avenue, asked them all kinds of questions, and they answered all the questions until I got to what? Do you accept Federal Reserve notes? No, we do not. Well, first she had to ask a manager. Do we accept Federal Reserve notes? No, we do not. The manager, like, verified it, like with authority, you know, like he was very intelligent, you know. Like, you know, right? You heard her in the background? Do we accept Federal Reserve notes, Mr. Man, you know, their boss there? And, like, he was, like, authority, you know, like, very intelligent, like, I know with this question. No, we do not. You know, and he was like, uh-huh, you know. Oh, Lord. Man, tell me something. What are we going to do out there when society, I mean, we see what's going on in the cities out there. The cities are, you know, everyone's attacking these buildings, these empty buildings, and they're beating up people. If you're deemed a racist, they're attacking you and flashing lights at your house, and the cops, you know, they'll come snatch you up and arrest you. I mean, if you try to protect your house, if you point a gun at them, you know, people are like, they're out there threatening you. We're going to get you. Come on out. We know who you are. You're a Trump supporter, or you're just white. It's not that. You're just white. So we're going to come get you, and we're going to pull you out of the house. And you know what? We may burn you in the house, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because if you hurt us at all, you're going to jail. You're going to go to jail, right? That's what's going to happen because you don't have a right to protect yourself against who? Right? I mean, because, you know, that you're a racist then, right? I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you're on the highway there, and they shut down the highway, and they surround your car. What do you do? They're baiting on the windshield. Boom, 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 boom. You're in there with your family and everything. You may have a baby in the back seat or whatever. You're there with your wife. You know, and there are these they're savages. They're savages surrounding the car, you know, beating on the hood and everything. We're going to kill you. Yeah. And so you gun the car, and you run somebody over. What, you're going to jail? That's it. Kiss your life goodbye. That's America. That's your today's America. And are you mad about it, folks? Are you mad? Do you want to talk about it? No. No. Instead, you want to blow noises into the microphone. You want to call in my show and blow noises into the phone. You're not mad about it. You don't want to have a civilized conversation. You don't want to have solutions. You don't want to talk about serious things. You want to joke around. It's a big game. America's a big game, you know? You got to, well, you know, dance, you know, let's have fun, right? That's what it's all about. Mr. Sparkles was in the chat room. That name sounds familiar, Mr. Sparkles. Mr. Sparkles. Green Zorbit was in the chat room there. They still in there, Green Zorbit? Haven't seen you in a while. What else we got in there? Yeah. Very interesting. But anyway, if you guys missed it, the new callers that called in the show is going to be suspended. We're going to be suspending the show for about 5-6 weeks. We may actually just terminate the show and just let it go. I don't know. But right now, there's something that has to be taken care of and that I have to take care of, so we're going to be suspending the show. So please don't email me and say, hey, what's going on? No show tonight. So there's going to be no show. No more shows for a while. It's just the way it's going to be. Like I said, we'll find out details about that. I'll inform you guys in the near future about what's going on. But right now, no show. So this is your last one. So it's your chance to get your voice on out there. You know, you want to talk, bring something up. I'm going to play this song here. I haven't played this song, so I've got to, you know, give it some kudos here. I haven't played it in a while, so we'll see how the reception is towards it. Okay, here we go.
Someone call my mama, someone call my sister, someone call my brother, someone call my dad, I'm about to get mad.
Grabbing a government agent, gonna smack him in the head enough times till he's bruised and dead. Tired of the situation, being taxed to death. This is supposed to be a great big nation, one nation in God we trusted. Say it in class, then you'll wind up busted. Let's band together and be as one, like it was the day after 9-1-1. Raise hell, scream and shout, till we get all the crooked politicians out.
It's screwed up nation. What's the situation? I got my mind on my money on my mind, and I know it's gonna be just a matter of time. It's screwed up nation. What's the situation? I got my mind on my money on my mind, and I know it's gonna be just a matter of time.
Screwed up nation, silly stupid laws. When you get locked up, defending your home. Sorry motherfucker, breaking in your house, stealing your goods and raping your spouse. Let's not be little secondhand pawns.
Money on my mind, and I know it's gonna be just a matter of time. It's screwed up nation. What's the situation? Got my mind on my money on my mind, and I know it's gonna be just a matter of time.
Listen up, people of the nation. This country's our own very creation. Stand together and be as one. There was a day after 9-1-1. Raise some hell, scream and shout. Get all them crooked politicians out.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson here, podcasting worldwide, and everyone is welcome to come on the show. It was 657-383-0616. There's no schedule. My guests can't cancel tonight, so I'm kind of like just winging it here for a little while, and I'm giving you guys the opportunity to call in and do what you got to do, you know, and bring your story out there, bring your whatever you want to talk about. You want to debate me, you want to have a conversation about something, you know, you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is your chance, 657-383-0616. This is your chance to do what you want to do on my podcast. And we do get quite a following out here. That's, you know, like I said, we didn't advertise here tonight. I have to spin the last show for a little while, and that's just the way it's got to be. And we're calling some places here and asking if they accept Federal Reserve notes. That's always a good one. That's always a funny one. So let's see here. What do we got here? Let's see. I got to play something here for you guys. I want to play this one. I haven't played this one in a while, actually. Unless you guys, let's see. Oh, wait. All right. No. I'm not going to do that, sir. No, I can't do that. Sorry. No. I would like to, but I don't think that's a good idea. I'd rather not do that right now. Yeah, thank you. All right, let's try this one. Here we go. That's an older one. I remember that one. That was right there. I just wanted to try that one. Like I said, let's see here. No, I can't. No, I'm not going to play that one either. But callers, 657-383-0616. Press the number 1 if you want your voice heard and you want to talk and talk about whatever, BLM, Black Lives Matter, you want to talk about the hurricane coming, or the hurricane already came down there, right? How's that making out? We just got a report on the forest fires, actually, from somebody out there out west, out near California. So this is your chance to speak. I've asked a dozen people already. You want to press 1, it's your chance to get your message out uninterrupted, you know. And what will happen is we'll get everyone bombarding at the last 5 minutes of the show. Oh, come on, I want my closing thoughts, you know. Hey, like I said, you don't want to take advantage of the opportunity. That's fine. You know, we got a dozen or so callers on here that listen. I already booted about 70 off. So, let's see. What do we got here? No. I don't want to ask about that, the mask policy. Well, the mask policy, you're talking about the mask policy, wearing the mask. I did. I asked the restaurant person there at McDonald's there about the masks. And if you don't have, and if you can't afford to have your own mask, they'll provide one for you, which I think they should do, these stores, you know. Because, you know, you forget, you drop it on the ground or whatever, you know. So I thought that was good, you know. So that's how they should be doing it, providing a mask for you. So thank you for that question, though. All right, everybody, let's see here. Let's give a little bit of George Carlin here, and then we'll take some calls if you guys want to join in.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks, watching what you do, human behavior. That's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the tests. He said, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed.
That's right. It's not going to be fixed. Okay. All right, everybody, 657-383-0616. Here's your chance. I'm going to go around the table here. I'm going to go around you guys. You guys want to talk? Here's your chance. Press the number one. I will get you on. All right. I'm going to make a phone call here. Then I'm going to come back, open up the phone lines. If nobody wants to get on here, I'm not going to take any. I'm not going to screen you. I'm just going to put you on live, so I'll give you a chance here. You know, because some people like to mess with me and play games. That's fine. All right, let's call this place, and then you guys want to call in, you're more than welcome to. We still got plenty of time here left. All right, here we go. Let's call this person. All right, and then we'll see what we get out there. And the keyboard is messing up on here. That's what's happening. And 292-292-7777. You know, I'm not really in a good mood anyway. I've been having a bad couple days here, you know. Just, I'm sure everybody knows the situation that I'm involved in here. But, all right, here we go. We should be able to get this one in here. Here we go. All right.
Thank you for calling Burger King on Westgate. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing? Is your dining room open by any chance?
It is.
It is? Do
closed
I have to wear a mask?
15 minutes. What was that?
All right, do I have to wear a mask?
Yes.
Oh, no. I don't have one. Can you guys provide me with one when I come in?
No, we don't provide them. The drive-thru is open, though.
Oh, but I'm not driving. I'm walking. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Do you accept Federal Reserve notes by any chance? I need to know that.
Federal Reserve notes?
Yes, yes.
What are those?
Well, that's what I would like to pay with Federal Reserve notes to buy my burger with.
Is it a card?
Oh, no. You never heard of a Federal Reserve note?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you have your cash registered next to you by any chance, or do you have anything in your pockets? Like, you open up your cash register, you know all that green stuff in there? That's what those are, Federal Reserve notes.
So you're paying with cash.
Like $1, $20, $50, $100, those are Federal Reserve notes.
Okay, so you're paying with cash, that's what you wanted to say?
You call it cash. Okay, I call it Federal Reserve. Well, it says Federal Reserve note on it, so that's why I would call it Federal Reserve note, you know? It doesn't say
yes,
cash.
Yes, you do take cash.
That's slang, I guess. Yeah, so you do accept Federal Reserve notes. That's great. That's great. How long did you say you were open for now?
We're open for the next 15 minutes.
Oh, my Lord. I don't think I'm going to make it. Well, I guess I'm not going to make it, so I'll just let you know that, I guess I'll call in tomorrow night and see, maybe not. But you're on the radio here, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today, Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which We Live. What do you think about that? What's your name? What does she think? I'm joking around? She'll hang up on me. Ah, I just made a jackass out of myself. That's what she's saying. You sure did, lady. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. All right. There we go. Don't get the BLM marching in my house now. All right, here we go. Open up the phone lines, everybody. Here we go. Closing thoughts to the podcast. Here's your shot. Here's your chance. 657-383-0616. Press the number one, and I'll get you on. Press one time. That's it. Not twice, not three times. We're going to wrap up the podcast here. And those of you who are not paying attention, I'm suspending the show for 5 to 6 weeks, okay? I got to say it 8 times because you guys bounce in and out of the phone lines here. You guys can't stay on for the whole duration of the show. I've noticed a lot of people there, they come and go on and off. But, we're suspending the show 5 to 6 weeks, shutting it down for a little while. see how that goes. Got some stuff I have to take care of, personal stuff. So press the number one. If you're out there, I got a full screen here. I got about, let me go down. Maybe I got some underneath here. No ones. Okay, I'm going to let you know. Going once, going twice. All righty, guys, we're going to wrap up the podcast here. Thank you very much for those of you who paid attention tonight and listened to my educational special and to the guests that canceled. Hey, come on, guys, man. You guys want to come on here. Stick to your appointments. Stick with the appointments. Come on. All right, everybody. God bless. Take care. Understanding the times in which you live today. Good night.